For the second year in a row, and only the second time in his career, Jimmy Johnson is staring down elimination and perhaps missing out on a berth in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. This past week in Dover, Johnson narrowed the gap to teammate William Byron for the final spot with a pair of respectable finishes of 7th and 3rd. Currently, the 7-time champ is 4 points below the cut line, going to one of NASCAR's most unpredictable racetracks, Daytona.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting race in Daytona from that respect. But at the same time, it's still Daytona, and in my opinion, the big one or all the wrecks that can happen is really going to determine who makes it in the playoffs. So we did the best that we could here over these 2 days, had 2 respectable results, closed the gap. But now it's kind of in luck's hands or in fate's hand down in Daytona to plate race.
Luck has been on Johnson's side at the world's most famous beach 3 times, including the 2006 and 2013 Daytona 500s. Johnson also swept the Daytona races during that 2013 season.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. will look to the inside, look to the outside, but he will not get it done. And Jimmy Johnson has won the Daytona 500 for the second time in his career.
He finished 3rd in last year's Coke Zero 400, but knows Daytona is a team game.
It's so hard to know how things will play out down in Daytona. You know, if you get single file and it's the old track with high tire wear, which it won't be, you can work with a teammate and really try to create some opportunity. But if we're all running in a big group, luck's going to play a bigger role in things for the majority of it. I mean, if you have a dominant car and you can lead the race and control the lanes up front, there's an opportunity there, obviously. But I feel like, you know, the luck and fate's going to kind of control the outcome of this.
You must work together with your teammates to achieve a higher result. The problem is he has to beat his teammate to make the playoffs.
I've been doing this too long to worry too much. And, championship pressure, thankfully I've been through that, you know, a bunch of different times. So maybe that's where experience will play through for me this week, and I'll be able to keep my head on straight, keep my emotions in check, and really race with a clear and open mind.
400 miles to make up 4 points. That's all the 7-time champ needs to race his way into the 2020 Cup Series playoffs. This has been 48 Stories with Jimmy Johnson. I'm Kyle Rickey.